IVM.
Welcome to SBI Life Insurance presents A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya. SBI Life Insurance, apne liye, apno ke liye. At a wedding, the couple usually makes 7 promises during the rituals, and frankly, if we ask any couple around us today, very, very few would really remember those promises. In this episode, I'm going to share the 7 financial promises I created based on the 7 actual vows. Welcome to SBI Life Insurance Presents, a Sip of Finance podcast by Priyanka Acharya. I'm your host, Shanali, and this is a ladies' special podcast that will help you get better with your finances. Conceptualized by Priyanka Acharya, a financial consultant who simplifies a lot of financial jargon for you. She comes with 14 plus years of experience in this field and has helped many grow their money. So, you can now learn simple finance not just in English, but in 7 other languages. Let's get started. It was my friend's brother's wedding. Akash and Anita were to live happily ever after. I have known Akash and Anita since childhood, and this love marriage was an exciting event for our gang of friends. We were planning to do something special for them. We were shortlisting songs to dance on during their Sangeet ceremony and planning our trip for the destination wedding and thinking of how we can make this their most memorable time. Now, as you know, I have been actively working in finance for the last 14 years, and when this wedding was being prepared for, I was only 3 years into it. Anita's father was a real cool man. Once he approached all of us and said, "You must make this wedding really grand and unique. So let's do some fun activities. All of you pick up pen and paper and list down everything that comes to mind when you visualize this grand wedding. Be it decorations, food, ceremonies, whatever. I'm sure you guys will come up with some super ideas." While preparing this list, the finance nerd inside me just wrote, "Having a session on financial discipline for the couple amidst the Sangeet ceremony." When we started reading out each of our lists, I definitely had to face the odd, awkward looks because it's a pretty weird thing to suggest for a Sangeet. But as I said, Anita's dad was super cool. He just said, "That's one of a kind. Let's do it. I trust you, Priyanka." In today's episode, I will continue to explain asset allocation to you based on my financial discipline session from a wedding. Yes, an Indian wedding. So I was now all geared up and preparing to make this really, really unique, and it finally turned out to be a fun session with the theme 7 Financial Vows or the Financial Saptapadi. At a wedding, the couple usually makes 7 promises during the rituals. And frankly, if we ask any couple around us today, very, very few would really remember those promises. In this episode, I'm going to share the 7 financial promises I created based on the 7 actual vows. 1. Both promised each other that they would be equally responsible for food and nourishment by committing to contribute equally to household finances. 2. Both promised each other to grow their financial strengths gradually and support each other in their careers to reach this goal. 3. Both promised each other that they would be open and transparent with each other, discuss all their financial matters with each other, and respect each other's decisions. 4. Both promised each other that they would build strong relationships with both families and undertake the financial responsibility towards their elders too as a rational step. 5. Both promised to be responsible parents in future and make their family financially literate and responsible. 6. Both promised each other that in case of any health emergencies, they would be financially strong and well-planned and would respect each other's pain and process in recovery. 7. Finally, they committed to have a friendly relationship forever with complete alignment on financial priorities. Many weddings seem like fairy tales. Lots of decorations, promises, music, and then the reality that sets in is a sharp contrast. This session was meant to go beyond this convention. It was meant to make them realize that these are not just rituals. They are practical ways for a happy life. Instead of differences, misunderstandings, fights, and separations, this system can actually save so many families today. But if you think about these seven promises even in your own life, you would realize that all of it is possible only by asset allocation. If the wife says, "My dad always puts money in FDs," and the husband says, "I love only the dynamism of shares," then these promises go to waste. The best way to fulfill all these promises is summed up in four steps that I will tell you today. Irrespective of your marital status and years of marriage, you can still make a reasonable start. Step 1. Always my favorite. A family financial checklist. Create a list of your short, mid, long, and super long-term priorities. It always helps. Asset allocation as such is tedious. We make multiple investments and insurances, and the operational process gets time-consuming. But with this list, your decisions become pretty easy. Step 2. Most women will prefer getting 10 little gifts on their birthday over a choice of one small but expensive gift. So within an instrument you finalize, please split it into small portions again. If you are taking a big term insurance policy of 1 crore to protect yourself against your big home loan, perhaps split the amount and have 4 policies of 25 lakhs each. If your purpose is only home loan protection, then you can stop paying premiums of one policy at every repayment of 25 lakhs. Step 3. Have a family email ID with good security settings. Park all your transaction documents and your KYCs there. They are always handy then. In fact, when your child becomes a teenager, give them the password and involve them in this allocation process. Step 4. With asset allocation, it is a must to prepare a finance summary since it's practically impossible to remember all details. Each time you buy, sell, surrender, liquidate or change anything, make a clear note and communicate this across the family. Remember, family members are assets. As I said in a previous episode, allocate responsibility. Let the older generation organize documents. Let the youngest research with their tech-savvy techniques, and let the middle generation take responsibility for updates and accuracy. Akash and Anita celebrated their 3rd anniversary last month. And Anita was proud to share that on each Valentine's Day, along with a nice gift, both of them gift each other their summary file hard copies wrapped in red ribbons. If you feel like that's financially romantic, take your initial steps in your own fairy tale too and wait for my next episode. That's a wrap on this episode of SBI Life Insurance Presents, A Sip of Finance podcast. We will see you in the coming week. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this podcast helpful, do give us a shout out on social media and tag us. It will help us empower more people. If you want to reach out to Priyanka, she is available on Instagram at Priyanka U Acharya and on LinkedIn as Priyanka Acharya. You can listen to this podcast on the IVM Podcasts app, website, or wherever you get your podcasts. Do follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. See you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to SBI Life Insurance Presents, A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya. SBI Life Insurance, apne liye, apno ke liye.